Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Captain Radio here, inviting you to another episode of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Well, Dan Del Santos, I think we are older.
Yes, we are, Paul.
As
we are.
Boy said, wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Hey, welcome to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Speak Out host Paul LaVoy, Dan Del Santos, as you just heard from. And this is episode number 69.
Yes, it is.
69. It's crazy.
It is.
It's going to be a good one today, too, because London Bridge Day is coming up. And you're going to be talking about one of the iconic events from London Bridge Days.
We are going to I got to tell you, it's really a proud moment because, you know, Havasu's really grown. It's evolving to astronomical numbers that, quite frankly, some of us are still in awe over at about 66,000 people before the snowbirds and over 110 with them. So
wow.
But, you know, the origins of our city really started out where we had anywhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people up to the very early 70s. And when the London Bridge showed up, that was a big thing. And local businesses, the economy was in its infancy. We were fairly, pretty much a broke community. Your entertainment was what you made of it. And so when the bridge came and just prior to that, local businesses would come up with some fun things to do, and they were free things. So today's topic is about London Bridge Days and the 54th anniversary of the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition. And with us today, I'm really excited about our guest speakers. We have Butch Ortiz. He is from the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol, which is the host of this year's event. They are a nonprofit organization. And we have Jim Rosensweet. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Jim or do know Jim, you may not know that this man is responsible for the creation, along with Lee Shoblum, for creating the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest. And we're going to get to talk with both these guys a little bit today. So I'm going to start off with Butch. You know, your organization's been around for a little while.
Yes, just an organization that we just started. But first of all, Dan, I want to thank you for having us on the show today. We at the Havasu Boat Patrol are very excited of hosting the mustache and beard competition this year.
That's exciting. You know, you guys are a community-oriented organization. What are some of the things you do?
Well, what we do is basically we are about boat safety, and that's our priority right now. And what we have been doing is putting patrol boats out on some of the on-water events like jet skis, some of the powerboat events. But primarily we're about boat safety. And most of our guys are trained, and qualified people to be able to do this thing.
You know, it was my understanding that your organization is the only organization with pilots, drivers, captains, that and their crew members that are actually trained to retrieve hot air balloons in this country, which I thought was fascinating.
Huh.
You know, when did you, how long ago did you start doing that?
We started doing that about 3 to 4 years ago. And our training program is very unique. We have a lot of information right now from our balloon pilots and what they want us to do. And what we have done is train these young people constantly, and we retrain them every year prior to the Boom Festival.
Wow, that's saying a lot. So, you know, a lot of your members, you know, they've been here a while. You know, I know you've been here for quite some time. And, you know, what possessed you to actually host this year's London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition?
We at Havasu Boat Patrol think this is a great event, and especially the history of this event. And we just wanted to be a part of it.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, I got to thank you for that, because for those of you who don't know, the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol is a nonprofit organization. And the fact that they are hosting it this year, that means that any contributions that are going toward the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition, you have the opportunity of writing those off, and they are a contribution, which, to my knowledge, it also benefits the kids on the Colorado River program.
That's correct. All this is about the kids. And we want to promote that as well, as the young people in this city. Some of them don't realize we even have a lake.
I certainly know a little bit about that.
I've heard that before.
It's fascinating to hear that once in a blue moon there's a kid out there that was even raised here that hadn't been on the water yet. And it's true. It's a true story. And I find it very hard to believe. But fortunately, thanks to the kids on the Colorado River program, that's no longer a problem. That affects not only the 7th, but also the 8th grade students. So, Jim, you know, you're with us today, and you and I were shooting the breeze a few months back. And when you chimed in and shared with me that the concept of this competition was a kind of an event child of yours and Lee Shobham's, I was floored, because I did not know where this event actually came from, and I've been here since the beginning, and I guess it was just...
How'd you miss us?
How did I miss you guys, is exactly right. So talk to us a little bit about the beginning of this thing. What started it?
Well, this started when I was involved with the Horse Club, which is now the Havasu Equestrians, and in the fall of the year, a bunch of the guys went out hunting. And this is back about 1970, 71, and they all, somewhere along the line, previous years, they all started growing beards. And of course, the inevitable argument is who's got the best one. So I was listening to this one night up at the horse corrals, and they were all teasing each other. So the next morning, I went to work. I worked at the radio station, and I said, "Hey, Lee, why don't we sponsor a beard contest? There's a bunch of guys up at the horse corrals," and of course, everybody knew each other. He said, "Great idea." Of course, we had no money. So he says, "You can do it, just don't spend any money." So I went over, for some reason, the first place I went was Crazy Ed's. If you remember, that was right across from the theater.
Jim Bear's place.
Very good. Do you remember his partner's name? I'm blank.
Mark.
Okay, so I went over there and said, "Hey, would you guys want to sponsor this, and we'll have it at your place?" And they said, "Yeah, that'd be fine. How many do you expect?" And I said, "Oh, my goodness, at max 40, 50. So 250 people showed up, and their deal was they were going to supply the beer. They were not thrilled. They loved the crowd. We went through a lot of free beer, but we had a good time. And then somebody came along from the fire department and said, "You're about four times over capacity, but, you know, have a beer. It's okay." And so the next year, as I remember, we moved it down to what used to be Crystal Plaza, which is now London Bridge Plaza, where the swap meets are held. And we got a flatbed trailer as a stage, and several of the bars and restaurants in town donated their bands. It was on the weekend, so they let the band come down and play for probably half an hour and then we'd pitch whatever restaurant that band would be playing at that night. And we had about 2,500 people show up.
Isn't that 2,500 people?
Yeah, that was just an estimate, but it was packed. Which
wow.
Was,
no, it's not an estimate.
That was half the town.
Wait, what year was this, and what was the population of Havasu, do you know?
It was about 72 or 3, and the population was no more than 5, 6,000 maybe.
So you had half the town.
Yeah. So, yeah, know that it actually was underneath the Leonard Bridge during the inauguration of the bridge.
Right.
But it had escalated. And, you know, going into 1971, 1972, we were coming up to about 4,500 people. And so, you know, it's, you're talking half the, you know, half the town.
Right.
Because, and it really made sense back then because we were such a tight-knit group. You know, you didn't sneeze without somebody knowing why. And so it was, you know, you barely had to advertise because we already knew before it even hit the paper.
And you had to volunteer out of guilt, right?
Right. Well, all you had to do was pick up the phone and there's a party line and somebody's talking about
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
So
I'm
going
to give one pitch for one that was near and dear to me. The Boy Scout Pancake Breakfast. That went away, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. That was not only the longest running with the beard contest.
Yes.
But it was consistent. We never missed a year.
Yes.
It also predated the bridge.
Yes.
I think it was Troop 25 actually used it as a fundraiser before the bridge was here.
Did it go away because of COVID?
I don't think so. I think people just started losing interest. And I know that one problem was, to be honest, one of the troops in town was doing a lot of volunteer work at the Balloon Fest. And we did a lot of volunteer work at the buses by the bridge, the Volkswagen show.
Yeah.
And they all donated really good amounts of money to the scout troops. So to be honest, some of the adults felt that we didn't need the money, which
bad move.
We never made a whole lot off of it anyway.
Right.
It was just a lot of fun. But
right.
And tradition.
Yeah, the first time we didn't have it, I think it was 3 years ago, I got several phone calls from people. I'm at the bridge.
Well, where's
right.
the pancakes?
Where's the pancakes?
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, literally some people just set their calendars by it. I set mine for the parade, which, you know, I'm pretty excited about that we've got some folks running it this year. I think it's going to be pretty fun. They are certainly part of the Leonard Bridge Days, the Leonard Bridge Days Parade. On McCulloch Boulevard. So, you know, back to the beard contest, you know, that 2,500 people, I got to tell you, we'd be thrilled to death to have 250, which we do usually get about 250 when we have the show. We're hoping to increase that by 500.
There was a lot less to do then.
Right.
I know our pancake breakfast, when I get involved in it, and that would be 87, we'd feed 800-900 people.
Man, isn't that amazing?
Which, again, that was a huge number in this town.
Right. Well, and, you know, historically, depending on the event, a lot of these events were free. It was the thing you could take your family to and afford to do it, which I always admired about London Bridge Day's events, whether it be the pancake race or, I'm trying to remember all the different. We had the cork popping contest.
Yeah, you should explain the pancake race.
Well, you go ahead. I'll let you do it.
All I remember about it was the people raced across the London Bridge with a pancake, and I think had to flip it or something or other. I was busy down under the bridge.
Right, and they started out by using a spatula. Now,
right.
Let me tell you, folks. A lot of these people were dressed up. In the turn of the century outfits.
Costume contest.
And, some of them were in those outfits trying to run across the London Bridge with a spatula and a pancake on it. And it, for anyone who thinks they can do it, let me tell you, try doing it just down your driveway and see if you can keep a pancake on there. They literally had to switch over to putting it into a pan because too many people were losing the pancakes.
Right.
And then we had Mrs. Monteleone on Johnny Carson, which was really a fun thing because when she got on there, we all got to watch her show Johnny Carson how to do it and how difficult it really was. And I've recently seen that video starting to circulate again.
Yeah, I think that's on YouTube.
Right. So, you know, the Leonard Bridge Beard Contest, you know, it has really come a long way. You know, over the years, Chamber of Commerce, of course, jumped in there. We saw, interesting transitions for that event. And people still were involved. My father, I kind of love getting involved doing the event because he won it. Bob Jewett, BJ, he won that thing 5 years in a row with a big, huge handlebar mustache. And there are several members of the community who can remember either themselves or their parents participating in that particular event. So we're starting to see a lot of people jump out and actually talk about it.
It's an easy one to get involved in.
It is. I want to remind everybody, there's a lot of things going on. I got the car show going on that weekend. October 18th, by the way, this year, is the day of the event. Starts at 11, goes till about 5. But know that it is a free event. So while there is a cost to go to some of the other events, we'd like to see you show up because we'd like to have you support one of the oldest contests we have in Lake Havasu City. So I think it's about time to take a break, isn't it, Paul?
Yes, we are there.
We are there.
I had to clear my throat, so I hit the mute button. Boy, the fun day we're having today, at least in Paul LaVoy's mind, right? Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown. Call the office right now. Marissa June has a pen and paper ready, and she will take your email address and all that info with your name. It's December 26th through the 30th at Fiesta Showroom, Harrah's Laughlin. And again, you're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul LaVoy, the host of Speak Out. And that was Dan De Los Santos, the host of the Havasu Pioneers, brought to you exclusively by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. I think we got it all out except for we are broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Wow.
Yeah, but we have Oreos.
Thank goodness.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
I woke up in between memory and dream.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. It's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. You guys got a minute. Trust me. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats, all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. By Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And Dan, we have a new sponsor on Speak Out.
We do. Who's that?
Brand spanking new. I know you know this whole family. A&B Propane.
Very cool.
The hop days.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com is the website. Again, ABPropaneAZ.com. Welcome to Speak Out. We are very excited about that. At least I am. I know the tradition that they bring to the community, right?
Yes.
They might be pioneers.
Been
here a while.
That's a very good point. We'll have to bring them on and ask them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local, and our exclusive Havasu Pioneers radio show sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And if you want those tickets to Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, you can just call the office during the show. You don't have to wait for the break or anything. 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. Are we taking callers today?
We are taking callers.
And that's 928-854-KNTR or 928-854-5687. Dan.
So, you know, I also want to make sure that everybody knows that along with the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol, who stepped up to be the host of this year's event, the other host, the second host, is also Britain Automotive, or Auto Truck and RV Repair. They're out there on the south side of town. Got to tell you, they're a super group of mechanics that can work on pretty much anything that rolls or floats. And Ron and his team are just super. And he himself actually has competed in the beard contest. He's got an amazing beard along with a couple of his friends. And so we're really excited to have them involved. We also have Stephanie Whitaker, who's part of that group, and she's been an amazing participant and big help whenever we do these events now for going on the fifth year. So some of the folks I want to make sure that I mention, you know, when we launched this event, I was really thrilled that people jumped out. Some of the local businesses did. And the very first one, and you need to know, it was the older businesses who remember the event when they were kids, actually, and now they've either taken over their parents' businesses or created their own. But the very first one that stepped up was Didi Frederico, and I just got to make sure that she knows how much we appreciate her contribution to the event. And, of course, that's Beano Flooring. They do an amazing job here locally in Lake Havasu City. And then we also have Michelle Webb, who stepped up for Havasu Pest Control. They jumped up and really put a nice chunk of change down to help us.
They've been here forever.
They really have. Of course, the Stabella family, John and his father and his family. So, again, pioneer families that have been around here a long time. And then, you know, we have other sponsors. You know, Foothills Bank jumped on, which I was really thrilled to death. Campbell Brothers, Storage, and the list really goes on. I was so honored that so many people reached out to help and sponsor a very great company that's been around since before the bridge, Frontier Concrete. You know, Rick Adams, they jumped in. And really the list goes on. And if you want to find out more about the event, who the sponsors are, and if you'd like to sponsor the event, by the way, the awards are only $175. I mean, if you're a company, a local, that, you know, really would like to participate in our oldest competition, you know, that's a great way to help out. And again, it goes to help the kids on the Colorado River. You can go to the event website, which is hosted by the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol. It is the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition, just the letters. So it's lbbmc.com. And so if you go out to that website, you'll find our, not only our sponsors, but all the information about the event. You can register to be a competitor on that website. Also, it's only $35 to be a competitor in this event. And you might ask, well, what do you get? What do I get? Some, you know, cheesy little trophy and, you know, and it goes
bragging
up on my mantle. Bragging rights,
yeah.
Certainly. Well, I got to tell you, I was so impressed with the organization and the group that put it on this year because they jumped out of the box. They created something really special. And we've got national competitors interested in and starting to look at coming in. The winner, the first place prize, is your name in stone underneath the London Bridge. Ooh. for life. Now, I got to tell you.
On the walkway?
On the walkway.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, you show me a contest across the country or the world that says that they'll do that, or their own London Bridge back in Europe, then by golly, we'll step down off the ladder. But we think that's a pretty doggone good prize.
That's very cool. Yeah.
But it's not, that's not all. You get a cruise that evening out on the historic Dixie Belle, owned by Keith Fernung and his team. It is an historic boat. It's a paddle wheeler for those of you who don't know. And they have a fully stocked bar, upstairs. It's really a great experience, and you go for a sunset cruise on that. And then instead of the trophy with, you know, that, don't get me wrong, we really love Gold's awards. They do an amazing job for us. But they're creating a special plaque for us, and it's made out of stone. It's a slate with the logo for the event and your first place winning. And, yes, we do have prizes for second and third place, but this is the one everybody's there to beat.
I think in the first beard contest we had at Crazy Ed's, the winner got a refill.
Yeah.
We were kind of a low-budget operation.
Well, and, you know, historically it was a low-budget, you know, because the idea was, of course, return some funds back to the community, which we are doing. And I've got my dad's awards still. And they're plaques and they're cups and they're very cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. And in their day, they were the thing to have.
Remember, Crazy Ed's had to change their name.
Yes, to the Old Rangers Waterhole.
There was a Crazy Ed's steakhouse in Phoenix. Uh-huh. And they called him up one day and said, you know, change it or we're going to sue you.
Cease and desist,
so
right.
So they did. And they, do you know why they changed it to the Old Ranger?
No.
Think back. Lee Shoblum had a character on KFWJ.
Oh.
He did a comedy bit. He did several comedy bits that he syndicated. And that kept him and his family and the radio station alive for a couple of years. And one of them was the Old Ranger.
Okay, right.
And then he had Walt Johnson.
Walt Johnson.
Which we fought with him for years to put it on here. He would not do it.
Right. And he did the Tooth Fairy. I'm going to tell you.
The Tooth Fairy was the best.
I never laughed so hard. I laugh at that to this day. If you ever go out on the internet, it's still out there.
It's still out there.
Oh, God. And the Tooth Fairy cometh, and the door slams, and you know, it goes into a vaudeville act, which is just phenomenal.
But he wouldn't. Lee was very introverted.
Right.
He didn't want Walt Johnson on because he was so silly and stupid. And we just bugged him, and he didn't want, I don't know, he was just shy about stuff. People didn't realize that with him. He figured he was such an extrovert on the air that was his personality, and it wasn't.
You know, we talk about, you brought the idea to Lee and you guys created the event. When I think, and by the way, one of the most important sponsors that we have for this event this year is Radio Central. If it wasn't for Steve and Tracy stepping up and helping us out, to help start this thing off, they have not only done it this year, but historically done it each year that we've hosted the event. They've provided us with, all the marketing materials. And, of course, some of the radio ads and things. So a big thanks goes out to Steve and Tracy for that. And so you're going to hear more about the event. We are going to have some radio announcements. Of course, it's going to be bringing up our website. And, by the way, there's something that for those of you who are not familiar with the event, it's hosted underneath the London Bridge. And you might think, well, boy, you know, they're going to host a little event that's got, you know, a few of the guys that got some long beards. Let me tell you, Lake Havasu City and the Leonard Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition this year is now registered on the National Registry calendar for beard and mustache competitions across the country. So when you go onto that website, you will find us listed along with over 100 other competitions, including the worldwide competition.
Well, you know what? It's a free event. It's fun. You can bring the kids. No pressure. You don't have to do anything special. It doesn't go on for 6 hours.
And we haven't been able to do that. No offense to any of the really wonderful events that we have here in Lake Havasu City. But every time I see a price tag that to get in, you know, times 3 or 4 or 5, you know, I wonder if anybody really realizes just how expensive it is to take your family in. That's just to get through the door.
Right.
That's not including the sodas and the food and everything else. The nice part about the Leonard Bridge Beard Mustache Competition, we're supporting the local businesses underneath the Leonard Bridge. We've got the chair, and we have Burgers by the Bridge. They both have been very supportive of this particular event. So we have all those amenities.
You ready, boss?
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a short break. You know, I found some Tooth Fairy episodes.
Oh, they're awesome.
I can't play the whole thing. It looks like they're pretty long, but I may come back with something. I haven't.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, they're on YouTube, so we can play it, right?
Oh, Lord. They're hilarious. I'm just going to tell you.
As long as it's radio clean.
It is.
All right, perfect. All right, it is the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, episode number 69. That's just crazy to me. All right, it seems like you and Kevin just started this thing a few months ago, you know? I'm just saying. All right, and that is Dan De Los Santos, host of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul LaVoy, the host of Speak Out. Still giving away Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty tickets. We have, I don't know, probably 5 pair left. December 26th through the 30th, the Fiesta Showroom, Harrah's Laughlin. They call it Harrah's Beach Resort and Casino. All right, 928-855-9800. 9336 is the number. And you can talk to Marissa June and talk her out of some tickets. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. This show brought to you exclusively by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating.
Yeah, hello there. I'm the Tooth Fairy, and I doth come from...
This is another secret adventure of the Tooth Fairy.
Tuesday, 2:10 p.m. After purchasing a complete Tooth Fairy outfit, except for a magic wand, because they sell for $49.95 without batteries, I return to the office of Dr. Nelson C. Armadingo, which I have made my official Tooth Fairy headquarters.
What did you say?
I said, have I received any calls while I was out?
You have received zero calls on this telephone, Mr. Tooth Fairy.
Nurse Durkin.
What?
I am the Tooth Fairy, and I'm proud that I am. Yes, proud, and I would tell the world proud.
I'll get to it.
Would you please not refer to me as Mr. Tooth Fairy?
All right.
Do you know why I say that?
No, and I don't care.
I say that because there are many sitting here in this reception area who, if they knew who I am, would want to leap up and heap adulation upon me.
Leap up and do what on you?
Adulation.
Not in this office, they won't.
In most cases, I would welcome this. In fact, I would encourage this.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is the point I'd like you to get.
The point is what you're going to get if you don't get this over with.
You see, there are many...
There are many nothing. Now, what are you saying?
There are many here who are holding their mouths in pain.
And you're going to join them.
And therefore, it would not be a proper place for receiving their...
Heaps of adulation.
Adulation, right. Mm-hmm. So would you please refer to me in this office by my rightful name, Mr. Snookers?
No, I won't.
I beg your pardon?
It's harder for me to say Mr. Snookers than Mr. Tooth Fairy. Because when I say Tooth Fairy, it's so weird I can't believe it's a name. But when I say Mr. Snookers, it's such an unbelievable name I just feel weird.
Suppose you refer to me then as Mr. Dental Assistant. How about Mr. D.A.?
All right, Mr. D.A.
Fine. Nurse Durkin, I'll be going to my office now.
All right, Mr. D.A.
Hey, you Mr. D.A.?
Oh, that's right.
Hey, it's him. It's Mr. D.A.
Mr. D.A.?
It's Mr. D.A.
It's the D.A.
The attorney's here.
For heaven's sake.
Tuesday, 2:15 p.m. I'm arrested for impersonating the D.A. of Deltwego County, who happens to be running for re-election. However, after I convince the good citizens that I am the Tooth Fairy, there is a groundswell of sentiment for running me out of town.
Listen again tomorrow for another...
Oh, my goodness. That's a pretty good belly laugh there.
Oh, God.
It's a good one.
That was just amazing. So
you guys heard that those as they were produced then? Is that right?
Right. We had them all. It was a regular on KFWJ. We had people fighting to sponsor it.
Oh, Lord.
Was it syndicated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. We got little reel-to-reel tapes. And
speaking of sponsors, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also by Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Of course, our Havasu Pioneers radio show sponsor from the beginning. Like episode one, maybe, right?
Yep.
Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Yeah.
Yep. Been with us for quite some time.
Hard to stop a train.
So, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we're here with Butch Ortiz and Jim Rosensweet, and we're talking about the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition, October 18th, underneath the London Bridge. But I'll tell you what's really interesting about this year, and come to find out it's the first time it's ever been done in the entire country. We spoke with some of the unique individuals who are a part of the national competition. They've been in as competitors or they've been judges. And we actually have one of those individuals on line with us today, Jacob Trost. And so we're going to be hosting a Hot Tips event at the Flying X. And what is the Flying Tips event, you might ask yourself? And so it's really kind of unique, because what we have is a lot of people have always wanted to be in this competition, but they saw the unique designs for the freestyle that the guys do in the beards, and they turn these things into everything from Harley Davidsons to ships in their beards. And Jacob is probably one of the best known in the country for doing just that. And then we have the Whiskerinas, creating homemade women's beards. Could be out of macrame, it could be out of quilts, you name it, which we're really emphasizing that this year. We'd like to have the girls come on and compete. But how do you do it? So we're creating the event September 20th at the Flying X. Write it down, September 20th, starting at 11 for the guys, going till about 2. And then about from about 2, 2.30 on till about 4.30, we're going to be teaching the girls how to make homemade beards. And so one of the instructors that we have is Jacob, and he's actually on hold with us. Jacob, are you out there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, so Jacob, you know, you've got a bit of a history, you know, over the years. You've been part of quite a few competitions, isn't that right?
Yeah, I was part of the Pittsburgh World Beard Competition this year. I've done numerous competitions in Los Angeles, which last year I took first and best in show. I just finished judging there this weekend and had a great time doing that. I've been to the Lake Havasu, the London Bridge Beard Competition a few times and took home first for freestyle a few times in that. And I've been doing it a while.
Well, for those of you who have, and I've been out to, I've handed out over 250 flyers, and I didn't put them on counters. I handed them out to guys with beards. You know what it's like going out to grocery stores 3 days a week and hunting down guys with beards and having
that's got to be awkward.
For five years, I've been doing it.
This has got to be awkward.
And you know, it's I got to tell you, it is. It's a little different, but you give everybody the explanation about how to become a competitor. And so, you know, when we talk about Jacob, if you've got the flyer, you'll see him on the front. He's the one that has the freestyle beard. So, Jacob, you're going to be our guy at this special tips event. So you're going to help people to understand how to do this. What's the game plan? What will they see when they show up?
Well, when I do my freestyle, I have a variety of products and different styling apparatuses, I guess you'd say, curlers and blow dryers and heating irons and clips, and I even have cookie cutters for doing shapes whenever I feel the need to do those.
That's just amazing. You know, my mind's going in about a dozen different directions trying to, you know, imagine you know, putting that all together. So, you know, I guess the easiest way to really explain it is to have everybody who's listening that, you know, even if you don't think you're going to compete but want to know how in case you do, you know, come down, bring the spouse because she's probably going to be the one working up your beard. Come down to the Flying X starting at about 11 o'clock on September 20th, which is a Saturday, and come down and meet Jacob, and he'll be there. He can answer a lot of your questions about the competitions, what to expect. And, you know, a lot of people, the big fear factor is that my beard isn't long enough or it doesn't look cool enough. And the one thing I really want to emphasize is that, you know, I'm sure Jacob will agree, these competitions have anywhere from 10 to 25, 30 categories. And so a lot of those categories are for shorter versions of beards and goatees and mustaches. And so there's something for everybody to compete with.
Jacob, do you have a website?
Yeah. The only websites I have are my Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. And I don't really have the name of those right offhand. I can give them to Dan.
And so if you go to the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition website, which is lbbmc.com, we've got a bio on Jacob, and we'll make sure that we put a link there so that you can go directly to his Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll get those to him. Like Dan said, the beard competitions are for everybody. They have short business beards, the 0 to 4 inches. I've seen guys win with those plenty of competitions, guys that just have a mustache. At the L.A. comp this last weekend, the one of the guys that was almost about to win was a guy just sporting a mustache. There's huge beards, there's small beards, there's creative beards, mustaches, everything you can think of, and it just, you know, show up and compete. It's worth it. It's definitely improved my life. It gave me a sense of community and being.
So I got to tell you, Jacob, one thing I was hoping, and we're just about out of time, but you know, help me emphasize to the girls that, you know, it's not an oddity. It's actually, we're seeing the Whiskerina categories for realistic and creative all around the country.
Oh, yes, yes. Last year, or not last year, I'm sorry, 2 years ago at the World Competition in Germany, the Whiskerina took home the Best in Show.
Wow.
So, you know, women are in this. They make their beards out of, like you said, macrame, fishing lures. I thought of helping my niece.
Ouch.
who did a
Yeah, for all our Havasu girls, for all our Havasu girls married to the guy who's very, you know, garage creative, you know, one of the years a gal made a homemade keg of beer that held beer in it, and she poured beer to the judges, and she won first place. I just want to put that out there. So, listen, we're going to wrap it up here pretty quick. Jacob, thank you so much, and we'll see you September 20th. For all our listeners, please keep in mind, please show up. Come on out. Support the event. You know, we can't keep the event going if you don't show up. So even if you just want to come, bring your lawn chairs, your ice chest, come down underneath the London Bridge October 18th. And if you can come to the September Hot Tips event at the Flying X, we'd sure love to see you. Again, that starts at 11 o'clock. And, you know, I want to thank all our sponsors. There's so many out there. You know, that if you go to our website, you'll see who they are. We're going to be bringing up a few more of them as they come aboard on our next show, which, by the way, for those of you who I don't know when our next show will be, that will be October 1st. And that will be number 70, Paul.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow. You know, finally these shows are older than I am.
It's probably worth repeating that the winners get their name. Is it the grand prize winner gets his name?
So not the grand prize. All the first place winners in each category get their name put in stone for life underneath the London Bridge. And
that's incredible.
They also get a cruise on the historical Dixie Belle. And they get a stone slate, which is in conjunction with the London Bridge, you know, being made out of stone.
That's a take-home?
That is a take-home.
Yeah.
And make sure that folks, you know, make sure to pass the word along. Get the word out there for us. Help us out. And the show is recorded.
Nice. Well, I just had to hang up on our guest. I wasn't sure
yep.
if I was supposed to or not. So.
Yeah, all right. No, that's fine.
About 5 minutes left of getting those tickets to Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, December 26th through the 30th, Fiesta Showroom at Harris Laughlin, 928-855-9336. Are you coming back with me, Dan?
Sure.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Dan, we got a trio of guests, actually a quartet of guests tomorrow.
You do?
Yeah, I've got Mojave County Assessor Jeannie Kench, Treasurer Sue Ann Mello, and Recorder Lydia Durst. Actually, she has a new last name now, in the studio. And then we'll have Coach Carl Thompson from the Havasu Fighting Knights on the phone around 11:45.
Wow, you got a packed day.
You know what this Friday is, right? The Golden Shovel game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, that takes it back.
Yeah, right.
That takes it back.
But we don't have it. We have to wrestle it back from Mojave's.
That was back before I could grow a beard or a mustache.
I bet it was. So the Golden Shovel, if you folks don't know, it's this Mojave and Havasu broke ground on those sites, those school sites, on the same day, and they used the same set of shovels. So one of the shovels was pulled out, and that's the Golden Shovel.
Man, you got to love it.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Hannity's coming up next, preceded by Fox News. Dan, great show.
Yeah, really love it. Don't forget about October 18th and September 20th at the Flying X.
All right, perfect. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.